Badminton? You must be joking. Beach volleyball? Nope. This is the Producer Olympics, and there can only be one champion.
And the best part about the Producer Olympics is that there's only two people competing, and they have to fight to the death.
That's right. Yeah. It's the Thunderdome. Two enter, one leaves. Today, this is going to be special.
It really is. We have Producer Sean and Producer John. They are our two producers. They have been competing against each other every day this week in different producer tasks, and we can only crown one person as the gold medal winner. Everybody else, well, the other person, loses forever.
Yeah, quick recap. On Monday, they did audio editing of songs. So they took on Bohemian Rhapsody, a classic, an opus, really. 6 minutes, nearly, that song is. And they were told to reduce it to 20 seconds. John got the 32 seconds. Sean got to 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And, neither of them actually qualified for that event.
Yeah, it was so bad that I refused to give either of them medals in that. Yeah, they both were disqualified.
And what was it? Coffee transportation the next day, the coffee obstacle course?
Yeah, they had to deliver us coffee through an obstacle course where Sean actually held the coffee in his mouth to keep it safe, which I was not okay with.
Yeah.
So by default...
Physically in his mouth, not holding the cup with his mouth.
No.
He
put the coffee
ingested
in
the
his
coffee.
Mouth.
Right. Yeah, and then spit it back into the coffee.
So John won that day because it was disgusting.
It was gross.
Yeah. And then yesterday...
Yeah.
What did we do yesterday?
That's so funny. Look at us both staring at each other. What did we do yesterday?
What did we do yesterday?
Nobody I mean, you guys remembers? As good producers, nobody remembers?
I can't remember either.
Wow.
What? It's been a day. Not one of us can remember.
Ridiculous.
Wait a minute.
I know we did. We had a disgruntled caller.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. That's right. We had Ed from the office call as a disgruntled caller because that's something that you guys would deal with every day.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and John also won that challenge because Sean told the disgruntled caller that he would change my quote-unquote annoying voice for him.
I mean, I honestly thought you'd get some points for that. I mean, just telling
what?
People what they want to hear.
All right. So today, another thing that producers do often is that they create commercials. And we host a lot of events, and we do a lot of things out in the community. And a lot of times we say on the fly, all right, we're going to host this big event. It's coming up next weekend. We need you to go. We need you to create a commercial about it.
Yeah, there's two important things to know about it when we have to create commercials or promos or anything like that is that, first off, when it comes to our sales force, which we love very much, they're hardworking people. They do one of two things, though. They either provide you with way too little information or way too much information, right? They tell you, oh, I need 90 seconds of information in 30 seconds, basically. Or they say, here's five things that I've written down on a piece of a napkin and go make that into 60 seconds of copy.
So what we've done is we've created a fake event that I wish it was real. And we want you to take this information that I'm going to give you right now, these bullet points, and you're going to go create a 30-second commercial spot. You think you guys can do that before the next segment?
Well, we're going to find... I mean, either way, you have to.
Yeah. So.
You have to.
Yeah. So, coming up on August 7th, we're going to have Anna and Raven's toddler wrestling with dinosaurs.
Perfect.
Yeah. And the winning toddler gets to go to space.
Perfect.
That's the only information you guys get, okay?
Oh, 30-second spot from both of you.
Yep, I need you to go. We need you to do that. On your marks, get set, and we're going to play back the commercials coming up next.
Oh, boy.
Badminton? You must be joking. Beach volleyball? Nope. This is the Producer Olympics, and there can only be one champion.
We have pitted producer Sean against producer John, our two producers. Only one of them can be a gold medalist. The other one will be a loser.
If you want to build a great team, have people fight to the death.
That's exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So every day this week, they've had a different task. Today is a huge task. One of the most important parts about being a producer is creating commercials. And we have a lot of events, and a lot of times we come up with them on the fly, we get excited, and we're ready to throw them out there, and we need a commercial that can go on the air very quickly.
Yeah, to be fair, again, there's an amount of creativity that has to be involved in here, too. Not only do you have to get all the information in there, but you have to make one of these, you know, produced spots enticing, right? You have to make people want to come there.
We have discussed it, and Raven and I are, get excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to throw the first ever Anna and Raven's toddler wrestling against dinosaurs. Yeah.
Sounds awesome, right?
It's happening.
I mean, what do you
want
to do this weekend?
Right. You want to know what to do? Your toddler loves dinosaurs. Let's put them in the ring together, and then we'll see who survives.
That's right.
We're going to host it on August 7th, and the winning toddler gets to go to space.
Awesome.
Yep. That's the event.
Seems like a good event.
You guys had, what, maybe 10, 12 minutes to create this commercial spot? How confident do you feel that your spot is like great and going to have people sign up?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm feeling good.
Really?
Both of them.
Okay.
Feeling good. Okay.
I'm ready to hear these commercials.
Where do you want to start?
It's up to you. You want John or Sean?
Let's start with John. Why not?
Okay.
If you don't want your holiday to be a bore, you gotta have your kid fight a dinosaur. And if your kid punches that lizard in the face, he's gonna win a trip to outer space.
Coming on August 7th. It's Anna and Raven's Toddler Tyrannosaurus Tournament. If your child can beat down our dino competitors, they'll win a free trip to outer space with Richard Branson. Learn more at annaandraven.com.
And a promise.
Wait a minute.
Are you speaking for Richard Branson on that one?
Are you speaking for all dinosaurs, Raven?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough, I suppose.
Well, that's the thing. Is like we can't overpromise something. We don't know if we can get Richard Branson.
Yeah. Right.
We've secured the dinosaurs.
Yes. It's very important to not overpromise on the dinosaur wrestling event. That's true.
All right. Let's see how Sean did.
I mean, all right. Let's hear it.
Do your kids like wrestling? What about dinosaurs? Then come on down to Jurassic Park this coming Saturday for the first ever Anna and Raven Toddler Dinosaur Wrestling Extravaganza. 12 to 5 p.m., you and your kids can enjoy hand-feeding dinosaurs, face painting, and, of course, watching your child face off against some of the fiercest creatures to have ever roamed the earth. And if your child can get our very own T-Rex and Triceratops hybrid, then they can win a free trip to space. Get your tickets now online at annaandraven.com before they go extinct.
I didn't have dinosaur sounds. What was he going to do?
I got to be honest, man. I don't even think it's close. I think, Sean, you ran away with it.
Sean did such a good job.
I think you ran away with it.
He hit the time, 12 to 5.
Yes.
He got the location.
Yeah.
It's happening at Jurassic Park.
Right.
He also threw a
sounded friendly.
Yes. He was like, we're going to throw your kid in a ring with a dinosaur, but you also get to pet it. And on top of that,
there was face painting. That's right. There was multiple things, right? So if your kid is a warrior, there's something for them, but if they just want to hang out and get their face painted, there's that too.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I know that this event is fake, and I already want to go to annaandraven.com to sign up my toddler to
right,
go.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good time. Congratulations,
Sean,
there, Sean.
You are the winner today. Good job.
I needed this.
Yeah.